South State Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Waltham Tulu Road Rage, we are back. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Let me get to Scott in Greenville. Scott, how are you, Scott? Good to have you.
Walter, before I get into what I called for, while I'm on the hold here, my son texted me. I think I told you he's on staff at Mississippi State. And texted me my ticket stuff for the bowl game coming up. I'm a little excited to see, I know they're playing Wake Forest, and I know it's getting 8 o'clock at night, and I know I'm freezing my tail off, but they got a little quarterback up there, man. And
yeah.
That's gonna be I don't know what kind of game to expect, but, I mean, it's a bowl game. We'll see what happens. But,
yeah, I think it should be a pretty entertaining game.
Won't get the quality time during the game with my son, but certainly get it afterwards.
Yeah.
So, and maybe before, but neat little info. But my Cowboys are toast, man. Speaking of Mississippi State and Dak Prescott, my Cowboys are toast. Effective last night, we joined the Chiefs on the couch, so now we can all attend Taylor Swift or Travis Swift's wedding.
That's right.
Jerry Jones can get in more episodes of Land, man.
Yep.
He's got time for that now.
Yep. So. Yep, that's 100% true. That's 100% true.
I love Landman.
Never seen it.
Landman's a good show.
Never
Landman's
seen
a great show, Walt. It's
I'll have to take your word for it. Is that Scrub Costner in that too? Is he in that?
No, it's Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay, well, that's better. That's an upgrade.
Yeah,
so. All right, there's that.
Yeah, it's an upgrade. Even though he wears women's jeans, it's an upgrade.
Okay, I don't know that. I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, he says he wears women's jeans because he feel better on him, feel more comfortable.
Okay, so, you know what,
anyway.
I just forget it. I don't need to see that show.
Yep. Hey, we would take Marcus Freeman as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
As the owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to skip right to owner. Yeah, I get
it.
Yeah, I get it. I feel your pain there. It's been a while.
Hey, enough of my Cowboys talk. Listen to what I've done this year, Walt. This is why I got to listen to you a little bit more. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
We're officially out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm a Clemson fan. We were never even in the playoffs. And Walt, I'm in a group of buddies of mine. There's 11 of us, I believe. And I'm sitting number 8 in my pro football pick'em. And I'm like, how the heck does this happen? Worst season ever with me, man.
You know, Ramona, all we're getting is misery from all these fans. Fans who have nothing but misery. But Garnet Gold just called, he was lamenting his whole situation. Now Scott's lamenting his whole situation.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yep. Hey, I got a question. I saw Lagway's going to hit the portal.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Cade returning or Lagway?
Oh, Lagway.
Yeah.
And do we
know yet? Do we know
20
yet
other
on
guys.
The hearing? Has that been announced? Has the hearing been announced yet?
I'm sorry?
About the guys. The hearing. There's a hearing today about the eligibility of all these seniors getting that extra year.
Oh, no, I haven't seen anything on that. No, I haven't seen anything on that.
Curious.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But I think they're going to be close to 20 quarterbacks in the portal that potentially could start at Clemson next year. and one of them is going to start. I'm convinced of that. I don't know which one.
And I know Lagway's mom loved that. I mean, he almost came here from what I understand. Is that correct?
I can't answer that with certainty, Scott, but I would take him. I mean, I think, you know, I think he needs to take another step in his evolution because he went backwards this year, but I think he's perfectly capable of doing that. And he's still a talented guy. And it would be a talent upgrade at least, and then you'd have to coach him up.
What do you do with Denson though? Let him sit another year if he stays?
Look, this is gonna sound cold, okay? I'm not the slightest bit worried about that. All right, if Clemson were to get a better quarterback who came in, let's just say it's a 2 or 3 year guy and came in, and that led somebody else to transfer, I don't care. I can't worry about that. I mean, listen, Denson to me is at least 2 years away, and that's just a maybe. I don't know where all the Denson stuff came from overnight. I don't think a couple runs against Furman makes you a major D1 quarterback. I know this sounds harsh, but I'm sorry. We didn't even see him throw the ball. He threw 4 passes for 20 yards, and people went nuts.
Part of it, though, Walt, is I think that you just saw something different. There was some excitement. I know it's Furman.
Yeah.
But
I would stop right there. I would stop right there. I wouldn't go any further than that, Scott. It's Furman.
You look at Hunter Helms and you looked at Chris Pizzino, we didn't move the ball at all.
Okay.
At our Pierman, whatever, but not Helms, but Pierman. So
all that convinces me, Scott, is that none of those guys are the answer.
Well,
because the quarterback has to throw the ball. All right. I mean,
I know he does.
That's the first job, and we have not seen Denson do that at all. As yet. And yet people are going to jump to the conclusion of him being the starter for 2026.
Hold on, Scott.
I'm not saying you said that, but I got a ton of that on social media.
I think he needs to be in the mix, and I hope we can hold on to him. I think he does have a bright future here.
I'm not sure of any of that. Really? I'm not worried about that at all. This is going to sound harsh. I'm not worried about any of the quarterbacks on Clemson's roster right now. If you go get a better quarterback and any of these guys decide to leave, so what? I mean, Ohio State had 4 and 5-star guys leave to go all over the place, and they weren't concerned about it at all. They just chose the guys they wanted, and they moved on. And I think that's how Clemson has to view it.
They said 26 players opted out or injured or not playing in the bowl game. So all of those that like to see the backup guy, you're fixing to see the backup guys. I don't know how that fares against us in the bowl game, but
Penn State's probably going to be in a really similar situation by the time this game plays. So I think we're going to see a bunch of that on both sides, but quite honestly, given the way some of those guys played this year, I think it's time for them to move on and time to find out what you have, especially with the portal coming up. In advance of the portal, it's time to start finding out what you have and what your needs are going to be.
Yep. And hey, one more thing real quick, get off here. I know Garnet and Gold asked to mention something about his Nuggets and hurting and all that. I don't want to get in all that personal information of his, but my Braves, I'm going to change sports on you. My Braves and picking up Suarez.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Walt, being a Mets guy? I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's a good move, and I think Yastrzemski's a good move, and the Mets haven't made a single good move. So, I mean, the Mets are going to the Mets might not finish last, but they're second to last. They're going to be behind. They're going to be behind the Marlins.
They're in the rearview mirror of the Braves? You think that?
Oh, the Braves are going to win the division. Philadelphia's going to finish second, Miami third, the Mets fourth.
I like it, Walt. Welcome to Braves team, Walt. We'll let you join right in, my friend. Come on over.
Thank you,
Scott. Got a seat right here beside me. See you, buddy.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, like I said, I know this sounds cold, but Clemson needs a starting quarterback, all right, to me. And if that means somebody else leaves, then so be it. We have not seen anything from any of the other guys who are quarterbacks on this roster that would make you think they could possibly be anything close to a starting quarterback next year? And that includes Chris Denson. I don't have anything against Chris Denson. I hope he stays and develops and maybe someday. But, I mean, the maybe, I have to see a lot before we get to that point. A couple runs versus Furman doesn't prove anything to me. That doesn't mean you're a starting quarterback at Clemson. I think that's an enormous reach that people, jump to erroneously. I mean, again, if you can go out and get a legitimate starting quarterback, especially one who's going to be there, if Clemson were to go get a three-year guy, a guy who's going to be here, potentially be here 3 years, then I would not care at all who else leaves. I just wouldn't. I'm sorry. That's just how I view it. And I think that's the way you have to view it now in college football. I mean, I can't worry about the feelings of some guy who may or may not be a quarterback 2 or 3 years from now. I mean, I can't. This is my way of thing of seeing it, and based on what I've seen so far, I just do not think the starting quarterback of this team is on this roster. I just do not. And if it is, then I think you're 7-5 again, or 6-6. That's what I really believe. I think you go into next year with this quarterback situation, I think once again you're going to be struggled to make a bowl game. I think you're going to be a 6-6 type team, 7-5. You have to have a quarterback. It's the most important position on the field, always has been, every single level of football. People talk about an offensive line. Look, Clemson added a couple guys in the recruiting class that are potentially going to be starters on the offensive line. The offensive line actually is not as dire. Now, look, we need to know when guys are coming back from injury, but the offensive line might not be as dire as people think. And it doesn't mean I don't want to add a couple guys. I do. I want to portal up. Let's freaking go. Portal up. Ride me right to the portal. Let's start picking guys. Matthew and Anderson. Matthew, how are you, Matthew? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you doing today, brother?
Good, Matthew. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, hearing that last call made me laugh because a lot of my buddies and a lot of everybody we've been talking about, Chris Denson and stuff like that. And what people are saying, what I'm hearing, is they're comparing him to a Kelly Bryant. No, there's no way. Because last year I'd have took KB over Cade any day.
Yeah.
Any day of the week, and I just think we need to go out just like you said and go use that portal, get us a quarterback that's going to compete. That's, even if the guys on the roster now that starts, you need to have somebody to push these guys because competition is what's making these other teams like Ohio State. They're having five stars competing against five stars,
yeah.
So that creates like the best version of the quarterback who's going to be the starter.
That's right. And they don't worry about
that in.
Right. And they don't worry about who's leaving. You know, they've already lost a bunch of 4- and 5-star quarterbacks, and it doesn't concern them. You know, and again, maybe they're in a little bit different situation than everybody else, and I get that, but you know, I can't look. I mean, the reality
the
is...
The date of loyalty is over.
Right. That's the reality.
The loyalty that Dabo has... I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that's the reality. And I think, honestly, Matthew, I think that's what we're seeing right now. Dabo Swinney hates what he's seeing right now. He hates that guys who played for him and played for this team are not going to be there for a bowl game. He doesn't like it. And I get it. I get it. But at some point, you know, this is the world that we're living in, and it's not going to change. So, you know, I think when in Rome, do as the Romans. I think you got to start to, do some of that yourself. I mean, and realize that, you know, if these guys aren't going to be 100% loyal to you, then your loyalty needs to be to the organization and fixing it.
And there's something else I wanted to throw at you. Do you think it was terrible quarterback play this year, offensive line, or Derrick Riley? And I'll take that off the air.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, bro.
I think it was all of the three. I think it started with terrible quarterback play. I think the first four or five games, Cade was just hideous. I mean, just terrible. And Dabo Sweeney said that out loud numerous times, and that was the reality. And he made the offensive line look worse than it was. The offensive line did not give up a million sacks. Cade bailed in all those early games. I think LSU put ghosts in his head again, all the bad habits. I think he finally settled down a little as the season went on. And I think Clemson started to run the ball a little better, which helped, or a little more dedicated fashion, which helped the quarterback and helped the offensive line. But I think it was a combination of all of the ingredients, and I think it was just time to move on. And that's what's going to happen. So we'll see how it all plays out. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has some strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. Now, some of us have more than one. I had like 20 that need to come out. And Brian actually talked me out of some because I still had more worries, but he's the expert. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. I believe they saved my home and my life because I think that Helene would have devastated my home. My property was just torn to shreds. And had I not removed the trees, or had Brian Franklin removed the trees that were the biggest threats, there's no question my home would have been squished. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Yeah, again, as we get a break, the way I view the quarterback situation here, I think you need a starting quarterback, period. And if that causes someone else to leave or to be unhappy, then so be it. That's just the way it has to be, to my way of thinking. I just don't see any way around that. Unless you want to go into next year with the quarterbacks on this roster presently and hope that one of them is good enough to be your starter over the course of the year. I have not seen that to make me think that that's an answer when other people are going to have elite quarterbacks. Walt Eptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
Hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. Mm-mm. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Lowcountry Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 Super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Up some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I spied a little thing and I followed her all night in a funky fine Levi's.
Welcome to the Road Range. Ramona, what is going on with this? What is this? Bigfoot is trending on social media, on Twitter, on X. I'm watching some video. What is this? This is Roaring Fork Sasquatch standoff with bear near Gatlinburg. Oh, so now we have Now we have a Sasquatch squaring off with a bear, allegedly.
In Gatlinburg.
Yeah, in Gatlinburg.
Wow, we used to go there all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So now there's Bigfoots there. Big feet.
You know, apparently, this alleged Bigfoot, he has a head that is like, what is that thing I'm looking for? Like a gargoyle. He has a head like a gargoyle.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the gargoyle head variety of Bigfoot, Ramona. In other words, we're all out of Halloween Bigfoot costumes. We only have this gargoyle costume. Would that work? Oh, yeah, that'll work. We're going to photograph it from a distance, and it'll be just fine. So I'm allegedly, Ramona.
I don't like those. Those are scary.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm allegedly watching a conflict here between a Bigfoot and a black bear, which, again, looks more like a tan gargoyle. A tan gargoyle against something. And the gargoyle never moves. They just keep showing different pictures of it. Let me see what else we have going on here. Or this is a hoax. This is a different one. Yeah. Hoax busted. My first glance at the image keyed me into the form and posture of a very popular item at the time, namely the Toscano Bigfoot. It's commonly known as Bigfoot the Garden Yeti and was first introduced around 2008. It didn't take long to find an exact match. So this is the Bigfoot Garden Yeti, Ramona. What else? I don't know what else is going on here. Squatchers caught on game camera. Oh, those are people looking for it.
All this happened and they just missed it.
Yeah. Well, they always just miss it. The North Carolina mountains have a way of keeping secrets. Dense forests, deep hollows, and stories passed down for generations. If Bigfoot is real, Western North Carolina feels like the kind of place he'd call home. Well, it is. Shh. What is Matt? Is Matt Moneymaker back in business? What is this? Bigfoot was never shot. Yeah, so it really amazes me, Ramona. You know, we have a nation full of people who are all armed. They're all packing, but nobody's ever shot and killed one of these Bigfoot deals. No one. Ever. And
I just
no one
pulled up that gargoyle movie.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
No.
It's a horror movie. You wouldn't remember it?
No, I watched all the
gargoyles.
No, I missed the gargoyles movie.
It's low budget. You would like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll have to check that out. Gargoyles. It's called Gargoyles, huh?
Yes.
You have to check that out. If you don't know this, we had Matt Moneymaker on the phone a long time ago, and we did an interview. He was on for like 45 minutes. It was the funniest thing in history. This says Idaho Sasquatch encounters caught on camera. Priest Lake to Boise Forest Bigfoot footage. Okay, so here's another Bigfoot. This one's in Idaho. But again, no bones, no anything, shot dead, no anything. Very unfortunate that we just don't have any proof. I don't buy the whole Bigfoot thing. Because, again, we would have certainly had more tangible proof than we do by now. Because, again, some yahoo would have shot one. And
yeah.
We'd actually have it to go over.
I mean, all the Bigfoots that have been seen, apparently.
Remember when I asked
nobody
him?
Ever yeah. has shot one.
Right, right. And, again, people shoot each other every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't have any regard for human life, but we'd have regard for an 8-foot-high monster?
Yeah.
No. We'd shoot it on sight. Yeah. Put a bullet right between its friggin' eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd shoot it over and over again. We shoot it plenty of times to make sure it was dead. That's
yeah,
what we do.
Yeah, because if it's that big, yeah, you want to make sure it's
dead. And it's
going
to be worth a lot of money. It's going to be worth a lot of money. So someone's going to absolutely shoot it dead. We can't even get a decent camera shot of one. And then remember when I asked you, I said, you know, Matt, I said my one issue in that, I just can't, And I just wonder about, you know, I told him I had seen one, though. I told him I had seen a big one down at Holman Trailer Park.
Yeah. You didn't know it was a trailer park.
No. I told him at Holman Trailer Park I had seen one. But I asked him at one point, I said, you know, the just strange thing is, why, you know, we find fossils from dinosaurs all the time. Why is it, Matt, that, you know, we've never found the bones of a Bigfoot? And he says, oh, that's because they bury their bones.
You'd still find them.
Right. I mean, dinosaur bones have been buried under like tons of earth.
Yeah.
But we still find them. Right.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But no.
But no, we're not going to find Bigfoot.
Not a Bigfoot. Carcass. No, they bury their bones.
Yeah.
They bury. We have lots to get to. You can
and
get
in. Why he didn't want to come back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know what happened.
I think he listened.
Yeah,
he listened
after.
And realized
we were messing with him for an hour. And
said,
I did an amazing job of keeping a straight face during that whole interview.
Yeah, I had to duck down so you couldn't see me because I was hysterical. I knew that because
I played it up as like I was the true believer and you were the doubting Thomasina.
That's how
I played it up. Like you were not the believer, but I was a true believer and that I had actually seen one. Jim writes, Jim puts a sign up of a Bigfoot sign that says hide and seek world champion, right? Bigfoot,
exactly.
Hide and seek world champion. And then remember when it got really crazy. Cause remember I asked him, I asked him about, you know, how they do the deed.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot what he said.
I don't either, but I said,
you'd think he would have wanted to hang up by that time.
Yeah, I asked him if they favored the missionary position.
I know. Seemed like he would have hung up in your face by that time.
It seems like
maybe he had an inkling.
No, he didn't. No, he 100% didn't. He was eating it up. Remember when I told him about the Holman Park thing? He said, "We'll have to record that.
We'll put it in the
record books as Bigfoot in Holman Park." But that was one of the funniest things ever. I mean, that went on for like 45 minutes, and we kept a straight face the whole time. You can get in 654-767. We have to get to Clemson basketball. William Quackenbush asked me about Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, which is sort of funny because see this, Ramona? This is my little list right here. And it says Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, Ramona, tore his ACL. He is, he went on and on and thanked everyone praying for him. He's not dead. He tore his ACL. They'll fix it and he'll be back. The thing is, and the reality is that, Rona, you probably remember this, when the whole Mahomes thing was really taking flight and people were trying to compare him to Brady and talking about, you know, well, he's going to pass him in Super Bowls and he already has this. I said all along that the absolute most he would ever have is four and that I believe the most he would ever have is probably three. Well, he has that and I think he's done. You know, I heard Dave from Simpsonville call in earlier and he was sort of making a Mahomes case and comparing it to Brady blowing up his knee at a similar age. And Mahomes isn't Brady. He never has been. I mean, and quite honestly, the last 3 years, he's been close to a jag. I mean, he's not played well the last 3 or 4 years. He just hasn't. He's not played well in any way. Quite honestly, since the advent of the two-eye safety looks, and we talked about this a long time ago in regard to Patrick Mahomes, it sort of shut him off. And statistically, he's not been good now for like 3 years. And it's like people don't want to acknowledge it. He's had no chance. And the Brady thing sailed. That ship sailed when Brady beat him twice. He beat him in Kansas City in the playoffs. And then when he was playing with New England. And then he beat him playing for Tampa when Mahomes and the Chiefs were the favorite. And he left no doubt about it. And as he did, he buried Patrick Mahomes' bones where the whole world could find him. And there was no way back from that because Brady retired. There was no way Mahomes was ever going to catch, not for anybody who has an IQ of above 20. It was not going to happen. And this notion that, you know, that he had won these early and look, you know, this is the way he's tracking, that's all nonsense. No one had ever won four. And then we had a couple guys do that. We had four. Four was the max. That was the all-time max in Super Bowl. Terry Bradshaw won four. That's the max. That's it. Montana, that's it. And then Brady won seven. Seven and went 10 times. Doubling up, basically, the most that anyone had ever done. And yet somehow, some way, people convinced themselves that Patrick Mahomes was this sensation. It was going to go beyond that. When the reality is, the last 3 years, he's played more like just a jag, like a jag. And he's never catching Brady. And I think he's done. I mean, and I've been saying that. I'm not even talking about the knee. I'm talking about, I just think he's done. I don't think he's winning another Super Bowl, ever. I think three is where he's going to end up. And if he does, he'll bump into one somewhere. But that's it. That ship has sailed. You can forget all that crap. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, and quite honestly, before the year, I picked them third in the division. People thought I was crazy. Well, they're finishing third in the division. I thought they'd be better than this, but I picked them third after both Denver and the Chargers. And they're third by a mile. I mean, and they're not going to the playoffs. And like we said before the year, Kelce is washed. He's washed. He's finished. Kelce's garbage now. Kelce can't play. He may as well go be Mr. Swift because he can't play. And Mahomes' security blanket is gone. And Noah Gray ain't it. You know, the Chiefs thought that. You know, and look, the Chiefs draft at the end of round one, just like New England used to. But the difference is that Belichick turned the entire offense over to Brady. It was Brady and the Bradyettes. That's it. He turned scrubs into elite players. These little white cast-off quarterbacks, and he turned them into elite players. He never had the weapons that Mahomes had or anybody else had. He had Randy Moss for 1 year. Don't get it twisted. Moss was on the Patriots for 2 years, but one of them was the year Brady injured his knee. He had Moss for 1 year. Other than that, he took these little white ex-quarterbacks who played like in the MAC, and he turned them into star receivers. And Belichick left the whole offense to Brady, which is why it faded to black as soon as Brady was gone. And that's the reality of it. And that dude went to 10 Super Bowls and won seven of them. And look, and he always said, look, they're all going to be close. That's the nature of this league now. The whole league is built that way. It's whether you can find a way to win them. Well, Mahomes of late only finds ways to lose them. And I'm not even sure he's ever making another Super Bowl, let alone winning another Super Bowl. Robert and Seminole Ted, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't move. Quick break.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
For
an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, all back and all better with Underdog. That's right, with the NBA and college hoops in full swing, I'm playing Underdog basically every night. And you can too. In fact, you should. You just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, etc., etc. It's amazing. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash just by knowing ball. It's amazing how that works. And as easy as it is to play Underdog during basketball season, it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/website.playgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to a road race. We are back. You should hear her during a break, Kibitzin, about this. She said she's complaining that I'm not listening to her, and she says from now on when I talk, I'm just going to say wah 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 wah.
Yeah,
she says
it's
the same thing. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi and Pre-Owned Superstore. It's Lake Kiwi Auto Group, and now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. 500! And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast right there, side by side, test drive them, etc. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. You will thank me later. Robert, and then Seminole 10. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm doing great. I hope y'all had a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
Patrick Mahomes, he's washed up. I mean, he has struggled ever since they went to these two deep safety looks. He's been an interception machine right there in the bottom half of the league. So, I mean, he just – and I was watching that Kansas City game when Mahomes got hurt, and that last play where Mustache Man – I can't even think of his name.
Yeah.
Through that interception, trying to force it to Kelsey, that's a perfect example of how old and slow Travis Kelsey has gotten.
He's finished.
You watch that play.
Yeah.
He's just lumbering out there, and a dang big old linebacker's covering him like he's, you know, covering his grandmother.
Yeah, I've been saying for 2 years he's finished, and before this year I said he's completely washed, and that's been absolutely evident. He drops balls. He's just non-athletic anymore. He needs to just go and be Mr. Swift if that job is still open to him. I'm not 100% sure now. Maybe now that he sucks, maybe that job's not still open to him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Walt, you said that's so annoying. I can't even believe that the NFL got involved in all of that. But anyway, you said a couple of weeks ago, you made the comment that this is such a crazy season that people who know what they're doing making picks are doing terrible, and people who have no idea what they're doing are doing great. Well, that was me. I don't know if I know you hadn't kept up with it, but the championship weekend, I went 4-1, that finished me. That finished me at 70%, over 70% for the year on my own air picks.
Really?
So that's the kind of season that it's been. So you were right.
Well, congratulations, Robert.
Portal quarterbacks. I agree 100%. Clemson needs to go get a quarterback. I told you a couple of weeks ago that I didn't care if Lagway got in the portal or not. I didn't want him. And I wanted Clemson to get
Lagway was your guy at one point. You were singing his praises like the greatest thing ever.
He was. He was. Listen, Walt, I watched him in high school, and I thought, man, he almost looks Deshaun Watson-esque. I mean, the way he ran the ball, he wasn't fast, but he just had a way of missing people and maneuvering. And I was just like, yeah, man, that could be the second coming of Deshaun Watson. And he has the talent. He might have a better arm than Deshaun. But
his injury
issues and, you know, everything you talked about before the season came to fruition, and I don't know what happened to him, but it just got to the point where it looked like he was intentionally throwing balls up just for grabs, and you can't have a quarterback who's going to do that no matter how bad the team is.
I'm not out on him, but now, you know, he's not a given. He's sort of a you sort of a bit of a reclamation project. There's still talent there, without question. But can you get it out of him? Can you coach him up? Can you sort of reprogram him? I don't know. That remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the best deep ball throwers in the country his freshman year.
Yeah.
His freshman season, that six or seven games that he played. I don't know what happened to that talent because it looked like he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn this year. I don't know if it was injury related. There was something, you know, some injury was messing up his mechanics or what. But he just looked terrible. Listen, the quarterback that I want, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, I want Colton Joseph. But it looks like Colton Joseph is going to be a hot commodity. I have been keeping up with him, the quarterback from Old Dominion, for people who don't know. I've been keeping up with the news on him, and, man, there's some big teams that are looking at vying for his services, the likes of LSU and Florida, UCLA because he's from California. But the one I found intriguing is Virginia Tech right down the road. I hope Virginia Tech doesn't land him. I hope Clemson does. But if he doesn't come to Clemson, I hope he goes on out there, you know, to LSU or Florida or somewhere else. Because if James Franklin gets him at Virginia Tech, that's
going to
be
see.
A
I mean,
major...
I think it's a really deep and talented pool, and I think there are going to be quarterbacks that are in more demand than Colton Joseph. So we'll see. I mean, I just based on the guys I expect to see in the portal, but we'll see. Maybe some of those guys won't be in the portal. I mean, Sagapulitelli shocked me by going back to Cal. But I still think it's going to be a talented pool of quarterbacks, and I think Clemson obviously has to get one of them. And, again, without regard for who else is here and what they might do. I just don't think you can – I don't think you can even consider that. I think you have to go get a guy, and if your other quarterbacks say then, well, we're going to leave, then so be it. Leave. We'll replace you.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I don't care who leaves.
Yeah, you can't worry about that. That's
exactly right. You can't worry about that in this day and age. But, I mean, it would man, it sure would be nice, Walt, if you could put together a show on the portal. I know it's a lot of work, and it's – really at a bad time of year, you know, with the holidays and the NFL and
well, again,
basketball.
I mean, weeks
on.
Ago, I gave like 15 quarterbacks or something, and it was just guessing at that point. And I will do a show on that at some point, without question.
It's almost come to the point where it's just like signing day in the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's important, maybe more important to the actual, in fact, I would suggest it is more important, way more important to the actual outcome of football games than any high school
Clemson,
signing
for
day,
sure.
For everybody, than any high school signing day is. And now, I mean, I think what comes out of the portal has to do with winning and losing. You don't have to look far. I mean, look at Indiana and Texas Tech.
Yeah. Yeah, you say that, Walt, but I mean, Indiana's not as good of an example in my mind.
You got a bunch of guys.
Yeah, they got a lot of transfers, but the only two that really stand out from last year are Mendoza, obviously, and then the center from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys came from James Madison.
Yeah, they did, but they still transferred.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're all transfers. I mean, most of them are transfers, including the Heisman quarterback.
So, yeah. I guess that's probably the biggest of all the transfers.
Yeah.
You get a guy that comes in and wins the Heisman Trophy.
Yep, exactly right. So, you know, you don't have to look any further than that.
I thought he deserved it.
Yep, no question. Robert, I got to run.
Walt, I appreciate
it. Thank you. Plus, you know, you want somebody who epitomizes class, and Mendoza does, and obviously Pavia does not. Let me tell you about my friends at Turner's Jewelers. Look, even during the holidays, you don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. That's right. It's not too early to get started planning the perfect Christmas present. In fact, it's getting late. Make an ordinary day feel like Christmas morning with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. And while you can do that on an ordinary day, right now you've got a special day that's coming, and you're running out of time before the special day. We are 10 days out, Ramona. 10. So you need to act. You need to get to Turner's now. Listen, when you're shopping for Christmas holiday, there is no place like Turner's. You can find something for everyone on your shopping list. And from diamonds to sapphire, silver to gold, there's something for every style, every story. You want manly watches, you can find those at Turner's. You'll find stunning, fresh jewelry every time you visit. There are new pieces for every season. Work with our expert in-house design team to design a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you'll treasure forever. Look, this holiday season, make sure to give them a gift they'll always treasure. Bring the family together and build precious memories with a surprise from Turner's Jewelers, because nobody says I do like Turner's Jewelers. Bridal jewelry for the big day, plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands and luxury watches that elevate your style. Looking for a pre-owned Rolex? Turner's has that. Stunning selection with prices worth celebrating. Discover estate pieces, a one-of-a-kind type of piece, estate jewelry, designer jewelry that will turn heads and start conversations. 10, 9, 8, 7. You're running out of time. It's going to be here. Browse online at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate.